8. Area Hate Crime Coordinators. 8.1. We spoke with the Area Hate Crime Coordinators in each of the areas visited, and CPS Direct. All the coordinators have to combine their role with other duties, and the level of the post holder varied across the areas visited. The effectiveness of this role has improved significantly since our follow-up report. We were impressed with the level of quality assurance work carried out by the coordinators and the level of feedback they gave to prosecutors on how they handled their DHC cases. There is a monthly dial-in between all coordinators which allows them to share good practice or discuss difficult issues. 8.2. Every newly flagged DHC case is reviewed by the coordinators, who also review the case when it is finalised. We saw good examples of where, at an early stage of cases, coordinators had raised queries about proposed S146 uplifts or where they considered an application could be made that hadn't been identified by the prosecutor. 8.3. They also added value by carrying checks to ensure that the relevant information had been added to the case management system to record that the S146 uplift had been applied. Strength, the quality assurance work carried out by the Area Hate Crime Coordinators. 8.4. All the coordinators were involved with their local scrutiny and improvement panels, LSIPs, or the equivalent. Each LSIP included DHC cases as part of their scrutiny, either as one of a variety of hate crimes cases or looked at in rotation. Internally, at least one area has case management panels to review how DHC cases are managed, and one area had used the individual quality assessment process to assess DHC case management. For a more detailed analysis of the individual quality assessment process, see the Operation of Individual Quality Assessments in the CPS, HMC PSI, March 2018. www.justiceinspectorates.gov.uk/hmcpsi/inspections/the-operation-of-individual-quality-assessments-in-the-cps-mar-18/. Additionally, coordinators sat on or chaired relevant local criminal justice board subgroups that dealt with hate crimes or victim and witness issues. There are a number of local criminal justice boards in England and Wales, which bring together the chief officers of all the criminal justice agencies and partnerships to coordinate delivery in the criminal justice system. 8.5. The coordinators also oversaw prosecutor training in the various hate crime strands, in conjunction with the Inclusion and Community Engagement Managers, ICEMs. There was a significant national training program on DHC in 2015. Since then, though, the focus has been on other strands. The lack of any recent training has had a variable impact on the areas visited, depending on the number of new prosecutors appointed in that time. Some plan to do some local hate crime training with a focus on DHC, or were targeting specific roles, for example, Crown Court paralegal officers. One area with a high turnover of staff had started specific refresher training on DHC. Prosecutors who had been trained also said that they had handled very few DHC cases and therefore had limited opportunity to apply what they had learnt. 8.6. We recognise that the CPS has conflicting training priorities, but will wish to consider whether cross-area training might be arranged for prosecutors who didn't benefit from the 2015 course. During the course of our fieldwork, one area had issued local guidance to prosecutors on dealing with DHC cases, which had been shared with other area coordinators.